Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will. Wanting to feel something moving in me. Moving like the fishes in the sea. Rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the real vibration. Sweet liberation. Rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the one.
One with the one with the one.
Working it out. She's wondering why she married in such haste. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast. Felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes. Wanting to feel something deeper within. Deep like the power in the wind. Rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the real vibration. Sweet liberation. Rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the one.
One with the one.
One with the one with the one.
One with the one.
Fear is the villain. Planting lies of what we need. Real satisfaction comes in who we came to be. Like the air and sun and the earth we walk upon. Love is freely given and life becomes worth living when you're one with the one with the one. One with the one with the
one.
I'm watching the world and wondering why we live our lives with so much speed. What are we doing if we don't learn from the past? Are we moving way too fast? Are we moving way too fast, but really standing still? Just trying to gain some speed with our mind and with our will. Wanting to feel something greater inside. Great like the river is wide. And rushing to get it done. Needing to be one with the one with the real vibration. Sweet liberation. But we'll never ever get it done till we become one with the one with the one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahakian coming to you live from the absolutely brilliant sunny Southern California, our city of angels in Los Angeles, California. So happy to be here with you on this beautiful Monday morning. Always grateful to join you each and every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on these fantastically free, open enterprise, freedom of speech, global airwaves. Thank you so much, Blog Talk Radio, for providing this fantastic service to myself and so many other people on the planet. You know, really encourage individuals who feel the call, who have something to say, to take a moment, about 4 or 5 clicks, I think. It doesn't take very much. Start your own radio show, you know. If that's the momentum or the direction consider that. It's really not as hard as you think. Actually, for myself, I encourage anyone to do it because I think it's a powerful way to start taking action. Action in a verbal way, action in a very internal way, in a very in an ownership kind of a way. You know, when you pick up the airwaves every Monday morning, I really, come Sunday night, there's a different switch, a little bit of a different dialogue, deeper dialogue that goes in me as I prepare for my week, and I really like it. I actually prefer it, and I like it so much that I celebrate it openly. But more than anything, this isn't a pitch for everyone to get a blog talk radio show. I knew in my own self-mastery as a very young woman, a young girl at 8 years old, I knew that I was to disseminate important information, that I know I'm supposed to disseminate important information to the planet, that came out through me repetitively since I was 8 years old. So lo and behold, you know, just about almost 2 years ago, I started my own radio show. I actually started my own multimedia platform. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. You're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. Starting the show off nice and slow. My name is Lisa Sahakian, and we're not starting it out slow. We're just staying present. You know, sometimes it's nice to not have guests on the show so we can stop, pause, ruminate, masticate, chew on, digest some of the information that's been shared, because there has been a lot of information. And you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. We gather here every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can listen to a year and a half's worth of archived shows, maybe more, on my radio, Blog Talk Radio site. Please help yourself. What we do is we gather here each and every Monday morning to enlighten, inspire, ignite provocative prose, witty wisdom, lovely laughter, tools of transformation for your journey into self-mastery or learning how to enlighten up. You know, when we learn to enlighten up, as a metaphor and literally, when we learn to really enlighten and enlighten up on life and ourselves in general, self-mastery is actually a natural consequence of this. We become less affected in the world, potentially more dynamic in how we move about the planet. And that's what I like to focus on. And we're going to focus on your self-mastery today and really take some of this information that we've learned over the recent past. If you're listening for the first time and don't know about my self-mastery work, please go to my website, Lisa Sahakian at Lisa at Inspired Living. InspiredLivingWithLisa.com. Pardon me. InspiredLivingWithLisa.com. And you can read about what self-mastery means to me. So self-mastery, and by the way, if you want to call in ever, you want to lock this number in your phone, if you find yourself wherever you are on the planet at Pacific Standard Time, 10 to 10:30 a.m., you could always call in for live Q&A virtually, you know, almost always, say 98% of the time, 646-716-9768, 646-716-9768. So that's the call-in number. If you have any live questions of myself or guests in the future, always nice to have someone call in, although not required. Again, I realize that my listenership, Enlighten Up listenership, you are a global community and you happen on so many different parts of the planet, so a lot of the shows are listened to archive, and I thank you. So, self-mastery, take a breath on that. What does self-mastery mean to you? We've talked about it a lot. If you followed me for a while, we've been talking about self-mastery, and I'm not the first to speak of this. Teachers before me and after me in the future will always speak of this. Self-mastery, what does it mean to you? Just pause on that for a minute. Pause on that and consider. So self-mastery became an ignited topic in my personal life because I really realized that to live a conscious life, a dynamic life, an inspired life, an effulgent life, a life that is really in spirit, a life that is ignited by your own authentic passions and visions and really authentic authenticity. We're going to get into some synonyms for self-mastery, but, you know, it's really important that we keep it simple for a moment, because self-mastery is really where we're always at when we're in that bridge of life, that new relationship, right, that new job, that new vision, that new idea, that new business venture, that new trip to a new place on the planet, that new thought in your mind, that new way that you drive to work every day, that new thought in your mind that stops you from going down the rabbit hole and keeps you spiraling upward, the newness of everything. When we're in our newness, when we're in our bridge, our self-awareness, and really trying to describe and subscribe to certain feelings, and feelings are always easy to associate with. You know, when we're in our self-mastery, we're really alive. Self-mastery is not something that we're attaining to for. It is something we live from. It's from where we live as a natural state of being. Just pause on that. So I'm not teaching you. I'm not proselytizing. I'm not creating dogma around this word self-mastery. I am shining a light on, illuminating, sharing with you what's already inside of you, what's already inside all of us, what's always been inside all of us, what will always be inside all of us. Now, from the beginning, middle, end of time, our self-mastery is the state of consciousness where we live, thrive, move and have our beingness, as Reverend Michael would say, spiritual director of Agape International Spiritual Center. So I invite you to watch his live stream, love stream, we call it, on agapelive.com if you want, you know, a real take-it-home inspirational message. Really phenomenal community that I've been gratefully, graciously a part of for 16, 17 years now. So that's another great source of inspiration because, you know, we do get together here at Enlighten Up Radio to share tools of inner inspiration. And if you have any inspirations, if you'd like to be a guest on the show ever, let me know. If you have something that's really been a poignant, powerful, impactful way of being, personal practice or habit, new habits, new thought, that's really working for you, that's replicatable, that's steeped in universal truth, and you know that's really what tells us if something's replicatable, because it hits and it illuminates on a universal truth. I believe self-mastery is a universal truth. Self-mastery, you know, what is it? What is it? It's the power to control one's action, impulses, or emotion. It's the ability to have a divine viewing point. You know, the power to control. Control is a very lit up word these days, but it's a good word, you know, without any personal charge around it. The power to control one's actions, impulses, or emotions. That's self-mastery. She had a remarkable, for example, you could say she had a remarkable self-mastery for one so young, you know, the ability to move and self-discipline, you know, young, the youth who have self-discipline, young children who have self-discipline is a very early sign of self-mastery. Self-mastery is not a dictatorial result, a way of being as a result of living in a dictatorship, okay? That's not what it is. I'll just say that real quickly. Self-mastery is self. It's self-propelled, self-induced, self self-absorbed, self-ignited, self-driven, self-motivated. It's all self, self, self. It knows the self-mastery muscle that is living and thriving in each of us all the time. All we have to do is turn to remember it and just begin to pick up that muscle, that gym, weight at the gym of self-mastery. You know, it's about discipline, not hardcore though, but you know, discipline. It's about learning to play the game. It's about learning that there's even a game to play, accepting that there is a game that is being played, and learning how to play it, learning how to play it effectively, learning how to play it effectively, self-mastery. Okay, it's that bridge that really takes these principles from tier two to tier one, that really brings us into a deep process of knowing these principles, these universal truths, a fifth person perspective where we're able to have a cross-historical global view of life. We're able to have interplays of awareness and actions, thoughts and feelings that we can embody and put into action. We're able to focus on our conscious awareness and transformation. There is an awareness of self as a story. There's an awareness of self as the fiction of the story that's ongoingly created. So there's an awareness of the ego that is really ego. Ego is a good thing. Ego is a good guide point. It's a good navigational system. Joy is a good one. And ego, you know, usually when we're in our not feeling joy, we're usually in our ego functioning from that F-E-A-R, false appearances. False appearing real. I've forgotten the E. False evidence appearing real. Fear, F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real, right? That is not real. So self-mastery is knowing that acronym, living that acronym, false evidence appearing real. Self-mastery is really living in that tier two living, really living in that tier two, learning how to be free to play and explore in life, and learning how to mirror others, you know, learning how to mentor, be a mentee. You know, so going into the tier two, going into self-mastery, going into a deeper level of self-awareness doesn't mean, ooh, I'm getting the chills, I love it. Doesn't just mean that we are fantastic at what we do, although that is often an absolute end result of our self-mastery, is we become really masterful at who we are, how we are. There's a lot of congruence in what we do. A lot of congruence. And what's really cool, there's a humbleness and a humility that starts taking shape, that starts undergirding. So we tend to remain more able in our self-mastery to receive new information, not from anybody, not from anybody. There's a level of discernment in self-mastery, you know. Who are my teachers? Who are my mentors? Who are speaking these universes? So for me, absolute tangible example, for me, I look for teachers who are walking their talk, that they are living the universal principles of truth, that they are attempting to live, expressing in action, living peace, love, beauty, joy in their own life. You can see them living it in their own lives. They're candid, they're authentic about they're transparent about their journey. They're transparent about their journey. You know, that authenticity muscle, you know, helps us. It's not about, you know, the self-mastery of our story. Okay, here's an example of self-mastery with story. So you can apply the concept of self-mastery to virtually anything. For self-mastery is when we take that leap of faith, that bridge, when we start learning to know, now I know that the net is always there. The net, I am the net. My consciousness is the net. I don't need to leap. No longer do I need to leap and know that the net will appear. I am the net. Do you see the difference? Self-mastery. I am learning deepening that knowledge, that awareness that I am the net. It's my faith, it's my practice, it's my spirituality. It's my degree of self-mastery in my self-efficacy. You want to write that word down. In my degree of self-efficacy, my ability to commit to something and carry out the task successfully. Successfully. Success is not a monetary thing. Success, I believe, in self-efficacy are synonymous. I believe we are successful only when we have a very strong, palpable self-mastery within our self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is a great word, knowing that I am able to speak my words into existence and that my word is law. You know, here's another universal principle of saying it, okay? So I learned affirmative prayer through agape, getting the chills again. You know, there are a lot of these so universal principles. When I say that, that means that my word self-mastery happens to be one of the alignments, one of the words in alignment, one of the phrases in alignment with universal principles. There are other universal principles, such as inner peace, Dalai Lama, universal principles, spiritual intelligence. I believe the spiritual intelligence community, SQ, you want to look at deep change in SQ, I am a certified spiritual intelligence coach since 2006 and being mentored by one of my colleagues, really great colleague, Veronica Tracy Smith, who just offered to mentor me as I learned to embody these intelligence principles in my own life, deeper in my own life, and then better as a coach. That's how I like to work. I really like to have an experiential knowing before I actually do something. It makes me a better teacher. That's the way I work. I'm not just a theory. I am a walking, living, talking practice in evolution, for sure, making my own mistakes along the way. So self-mastery, right, and self-efficacy, really important. We remain a student. So in the student mind, we're able to have a better discernment around those opportunities to look at our self-efficacy. When we have better discernment with our self-mastery, right, around discernment, our better self-mastery around our self-efficacy, you know, really being able to monitor, check with ourselves, creating trustworthy community, consistent, ongoing, trustworthy community, people that will give you that positive feedback, the positive feedback. Too many naysayers, too many people telling us what we're doing wrong. That's enough of that. You don't need to hear any, you don't need any more constructive criticism. If you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio, you're listening to Lisa Sahakian, welcome. If you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio, you probably most likely have a pretty strong degree of inner awareness where self-efficacy is something that you're absolutely deepening. So we're talking about, in the closing moment, 6 minutes or so of the show, we're really talking about what self-mastery is, what your self-mastery is. So because we're able to mirror others, we're able to try on new opportunities, experiences. Self-mastery actually is taking the time to listen to Enlighten Up Radio every time you stop and do it. You're taking a moment, you're learning to enlighten up, you're learning to do whatever you do with this information. I know it's positive, that's its intention, and I know that's what's being done with it, so every Monday morning, you have your self-mastery of making your world a better place by learning to enlighten up on yourself and life in general, as we say, as is the vision for Enlighten Up Radio, right? So you get to do that. So because you're already doing that, I invite you to go deeper in your knowing of relativism, you know, you're listening to this show, you know what I'm saying. You know, These may sound like new words, but they're not. They're the same words. We're just taking it deeper. Deeper ownership, deeper awareness. It's like when we play the guitar. You know, when we first pick up the guitar, there's one progression I know. So I play that progression over and over and over again, like a mantra, like an affirmation, and until I get comfortable with it. So now my self-mastery of my guitar, self-taught guitar lessons, self-mastery. I'm willing to be a student of it again. I'm looking for seeking teachers. Do I want a voice coach? Do I want a guitar coach? Do I want both? Both. That's a nice millionaire mind. I like the both. I'm willing to be a student. I'm willing to learn to have a degree of self-mastery in this beautiful instrument. But I do it daily. I do it every day. I take the time. I have a daily method of operation around my guitar. It's out in front of me now. I bring it out. I put it in my hand. You know, every day, exercise. We could apply this to dieting, eating right, you know, eating healthier, living a healthier lifestyle every day. Add vegetables, a handful of vegetables or a handful of almonds or an extra glass of water, right? Self-mastery in our lives. We are doing it every day and we're not giving ourselves credit for it. We are probably often looking for the next something, the next shiny object, rather than just getting most comfortable in you know, celebrating, getting comfortable, exhaling, you know, at what we just created, what we just walked through. And, you know, how we do anything is how we do everything. So I am an absolute reflection. I'm taking a minute. I'm not, you know, what I speak, I live to the best of my ability. And I'm taking a moment. You know, I just came out of a full-on sponsorship, huge undertaking, really high degree of self-efficacy. I walked a tightrope really amazingly well from beginning to end. That felt amazing. I really took myself to different heights and soars by my degree of self-mastery, self-efficacy, the way I showed up, my commitment level that was sustained all the way through. Self-mastery. You're doing it every day. Self-mastery, it's what's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Self-mastery, it's what you breathe. Self-mastery, it's taking a moment and just being aware in this moment. Self-mastery, putting a smile on your face. Do that today. Make your smile, your joy, be your self-mastery. Don't avoid, don't run from, don't stop stopping. Just be who you are and perhaps take on the self-mastery of a grin, a smile. Show your teeth. Watch what happens. Look what you get back. You know, thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a marvelous week. Thank you so much for taking the time. You're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. My name is Lisa Sahakian. If you'd like to get more information on me, you're welcome to go to my website, inspiredlivingwithlisa.com. Lisa@inspiredlivingwithlisa.com is my email address. Thank you, Ricky Byers Beckwith, for the musical inspiration. Thank you, all my teachers. Thank you, all my global listeners. Thank you so much. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light in you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahakian reminding you, stay enlightened up, stay in your self-mastery, grin a lot today, love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering why hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will. Wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the real.
love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. Comes in who we came to be, like the air and sun and the earth we walk upon. Love is freely given and life becomes worth living when you want.